Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. That's good. I totally forgot that you would have to hit record for this.
Yes.
Because I do my podcast a little bit different now.
Oh, do you now?
I do that as a backup, but yeah, it's not my go-to.
I'm sorry.
Like, I'd be recording over there, but we've got our own producer, director over there tonight.
We do, actually. Jamie, say hi.
Jamie, say hi.
Jamie, hi, Jamie. Could you just bring it up for us?
Yeah, you put
just,
that up on
just
the
Just bring that up.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't know what you've done, but... Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah.
So basically, hey, live recording of an episode. We are going to get into the episode at some point eventually.
Very shortly.
Very shortly. So once we get into the episode, it's going to be a normal episode as normal, which we'll be releasing on Monday. And we'll have this video as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I just want to give everyone the hot tip. If I collapse or die right on the spot here, I've had my first COVID-19. First jab, and I'm cooking. Like, I'm absolutely like running the hottest friggin' temperature at the moment. So if you see me just getting paler and paler, get ready for the show. Because that's when it really starts.
That's when it's gonna start. That's when it's gonna go nuts.
Yeah.
I've got some like fucking horse tranquilizers or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What did Joe Rogan take?
I can't remember.
Ivermectin or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I got some of that on standby.
Now, how big did the internet blow up about that? Did you see that? With the Joe Rogan getting COVID?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, haha, die, dickhead. And it's like, oh, well, that's pretty fucking terrible.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it was bad. It was really bad.
Were they seriously saying, yeah, die, dickhead?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, because like he was spreading so much misinformation about it all that, yeah, they were pretty much like, well, you deserve it. Whatever happens to you, happens to you.
What has happened to the world?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
But we're not here to talk about that.
No.
We are not. So let's, you want to just get into it?
Let's do it.
I think we'll get into it. Just give me one sec. I'll set myself up here a little bit and we will get going. Imagine right now that there's theme music happening. Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we discuss our favorite things from the world of superheroes and popular culture. My name is Troy, and this week and for every fortnight or week or whatever you want to say going forward, I will be joined by the illustrious Cade.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Isn't it?
It's we're a little bit fancy tonight. We're doing something a little bit different. I don't know how the audio is going to sound on this recording, but if you're watching us, welcome. Welcome, Troy's pointing at
you specifically, yeah. You know who you are.
So this is exciting. This could be a new way for the show, depending on... look, it was a lot of fucking effort to do this. I'm not going to lie. It's way more than I thought.
We've been here for about 2 days.
Yeah, at least.
2 days setting up this live stream.
And I'll be a little bit disappointed. I think the audio will be a little bit shit, but if it's terrible, too bad.
It is what it is.
It couldn't be any worse than Amy's from last week.
No offense. No offense, Amy. But yeah, it sounded like you were in a shipping container.
At least. I think she recorded in her bathroom.
She, she was in the shower, just in the shower cubicle.
Yeah.
Just recording.
Talking
in the corner, yeah. Into like an empty ice cream container.
Yeah.
Anyway. Basically, hey, the show going forward, we said we were going to do fortnightly. Lied.
Well, you're not wrong.
Well, technically it is. So
they can listen every fortnight.
You can listen every month if you want. You could listen every day if you really wanted to.
Wow.
if you wanted to just keep replaying the same old shit.
I guess so.
Over and over again. But effectively, as you've probably figured out by now, you're a bunch of smart people. Rachel and Amy will be doing a show 1 week with their putting their little sort of fangirling spin on it. And on the other fortnight, that's 2 weeks for you American listeners, we will be doing a show.
Yes.
The Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys. There was supposed to be a theme song for this, but our Nigerian prince let us down.
Look, we did reach out to a guy on Fiverr to make us a theme song, and it did not work. So whatever theme song you heard, that's what we're sticking with from now. But yeah, I don't know who dubbed us the Fat Boys.
I think life did.
Life. Obesity.
Yeah. That, no, that's the city we live in.
Oh, sure.
Obesity.
Obesity. I don't mind being a fat boy, though. It's kind of like being a lost boy, except instead of vampires, we're fat.
Yeah.
So
instead of sucking blood, we're
sucking down
Big Macs and
Big Macs.
So that's sugar free now.
Shut up.
It's not that fat.
Don't give away my secrets.
Don't give away my sugar free fat secrets. Zero sugar, 100% fat though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I inject olive oil into that.
I get it.
I don't know. So today we are going to be talking about a few things. Now, because we didn't get a chance to do an episode last week, that was the girls, we are going to be talking about the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
Ooh.
That's a thing that happened within the last few weeks. So we're going to talk about that and have our thoughts and feelings and all that put out on the internet. We're also going to be talking about the Matrix Resurrections trailer. Can't spell resurrections without erections.
Ooh, and free.
True. And then we're going to be giving you, because we have both managed to see Shang-Chi, so we're going to be giving you a, as best we can, spoiler-free review of Shang-Chi. So you don't have to freak out. You don't have to turn off. You don't have to. You can listen. It's fine. We're going to try to avoid spoilers as much as we possibly can, but it'll probably happen.
A little bit.
A little bit at some point. So,
but the thing with Marvel movies is that they're kind of unspoilable. They follow the same kind of
they
thing.
They do kind of, yeah. I mean, look, Shang-Chi.
Whoever fights bad guy.
Yeah. Look, Shang-Chi being the 25th entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you guys know what's fucking coming, honestly. If you don't by now.
It's that this one has more flips and shit.
With a lot of flips.
Yeah.
The most flips in a Marvel movie, I think. It's a record.
Has to be.
An actual record. I think Black Widow had some flips.
Not as many as this one.
Hair flips. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the Spider-Man. Let's talk about the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, man. You were hanging for this thing.
Oh, man. This was like the thing that was going to give me life.
Yeah.
I was like teetering on the edge and I was about to have my last breath and then the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer got released. And it was amazing. I loved it. I loved every second of it. I was one of the people that saw the leaked trailer.
Oh, yeah, you watched that.
A couple of days before.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of thoughts about that because there was different scenes shown in each one. So with that there, I have some things to talk about.
Okay.
Where I saw there was CGI in some places that make me think they're hiding stuff in this trailer.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting.
So give me your initial thoughts on this trailer, because for me, I've never been more hyped for a movie in my life.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this
big is... Big call. But
only because I'm on that absolute hype train of the rumors.
Oh, sure.
You know...
So you're thinking, Toby's in it.
Yes.
Andrew Garfield's in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Bloody, what's that guy's name? The Green Goblin.
Yes.
All of them. Yeah. James Franco will probably pop up.
James Franco's cancelled, so he won't show up.
James Franco's... How has Willem Dafoe lasted as long as he's lasted, but James Franco couldn't?
Because Willem Dafoe will throw his dick at you if you disagree with him.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
You'll be Green Goblin on that. So, yeah. I loved it. I loved everything about it.
Sure.
It was like bringing back a whole level of nostalgia with all the throwbacks in there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I've seen – well, not unfortunately for me. Fortunately, sure. The way I see it is I've seen a lot of leaked stuff coming out.
Okay.
And I'm all over that.
I feel like you're looking for it.
I am. I'm purposely going out there. I'm going to spoil this movie for myself.
Okay, sure.
But that's, to me, that's only going to build my experience.
Your body, your choice, pal.
Yeah, exactly. My body is a temple.
It is.
And I'm a Buddha.
Something.
So, look, I'm so pumped for this movie. But yeah, there's some other stuff that I'll talk about it after I get your thoughts.
Okay. My thoughts, hey, 3-minute teaser trailer. Anyone?
I thought teaser trailers were like 30 seconds.
This is like 90% of the movie, I swear.
Has to be.
There's like so much in this 3-minute teaser trailer. And look, Tom Holland has come out and said, no, it's all good. It's all good. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much that that hasn't been shown in the trailer. So even he knows that, you know, the trailer's gotten some backlash for being a very classic Sony trailer and just spoiling the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
So this will be the only trailer that I watch, because unlike you, I don't want to, like, I want to go in this as blind as I possibly can.
You're going to let the internet ruin it for you, though.
No, I am not.
Yeah, you will.
No,
man. It's unavoidable. You're a nerd.
Thanks.
You follow those nerd pages.
I do.
You read those nerd news sites. And
oh, my God. Don't even talk to me about it.
And this will get spoiled for you. So you may as well just watch all the trailers and look at all the leaks like me.
Well, look, we're going to be talking about Shang-Chi pretty soon. And there is stuff that within the day of it coming out, some of these news websites were like posting major spoilers and not even bothering to like to cover it or anything like that. They're just like, nah. Here's the title. Here's what's happening in this movie. Here's a screen grab of the same fucking thing. We don't care anymore.
Here's the
end battle scene. Here's everything. Everything you need to know. And yeah, it's getting out of hand. So I have I've tried to stop following them as much as I possibly can, but obviously I have to keep up to some degree. But I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Wow. I thought it was cool, he said.
That's about all I got. Look, I think there's a lot to digest. I think it's great that we get glimpses of all these, you know, villains leading to a Sinister Six.
Mm.
I think there's heaps of good stuff in it. There's stuff that I missed, and I'm sure you'll fill me in on, but that I have seen some things and I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that thing. There are people out there that watch these trailers like in slow mo, like they'll screen grab almost every single thing just to try to see like what's in the background and what's happening.
It's me.
It's Mephisto.
Yeah, everything is Mephisto. Actually, you know, there could be. There's been so much Mephisto talk in the MCU lately. And they reckon that Doctor Strange could be Mephisto in this.
Ugh.
Because...
He is not.
I don't think he is either.
No.
But there's just the abnormal behavior from Doctor Strange. And I kind of think, yeah, the wink, the, you know... Just doing like reckless things.
Reckless magic.
Yeah. But the thing is, they've saved the universe together. They're like more than buddies now.
Yeah.
Like
Eskimo bros.
Exactly. They're rubbing more than noses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And no, that's fair. That's a fair point. And like, it does sort of make sense that, you know, they would be quite pally and quite chummy and all that sort of stuff. I don't buy into this whole, like, there is a little bit of a scene that looks like it is Doctor Strange fighting Spider-Man. Like on the train or whatever, it looks like they're battling each other. But I don't think that's a...
Nah, I don't think they're fine. I think Doctor Strange is showing him the way all this works.
Sure.
Because
Tony Stark's dead.
Yeah.
So he's got no more Stark tech.
No.
So now he's going to be Magic Boy.
Yeah, because
Spider-Man's going to be Magic Boy.
Absolutely, because he's wearing a black suit and it's actually a magic suit.
Oh, come on now.
No, it is. Hot Toys like leaked that like 6 months ago.
Hot Toys.
Yeah.
I thought it was potentially like pointing towards like another symbiote suit or something.
No,
or just like something like, you know, like the, what's the other one that he did? The Nightcrawler one or whatever it was? I can't remember. The stealth one?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, it was
about.
Like the shield suit or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. This is a magic suit and it shoots like magic web.
Oh,
fuck. So it would be like, it'll shoot portals or some bullshit.
I'm out.
And guys, that's the show. Thank you so much.
I'm leaving. Come on now.
Man, get on the hype train. You know what you're being right now?
What?
You're being
Nelly.
Yeah, no, man. You're being Toby from Spider-Man 2 on the hype train. You're stopping that train.
That was the good Toby.
Yeah.
That was the 30 chins Toby, not the 40 chins.
That's the hype train and you're trying to stop it.
Yeah, look, I think this Spider-Man has already copped enough shit. Like we've had, Homecoming was great. I really enjoyed Homecoming. Far From Home was good. It wasn't like amazing or anything like that, but it was still pretty good. But he's starting to cop a bit of flack that he's too reliant on this tech, right? And this Stark tech. And now it's getting to a point where it's like, oh, well, okay, well, let's just do fucking magic then. Can't he just be Spider-Man? Can't he just be regular old Spider-Boy? He got bit by a spider and climbed up a water spout. I don't fucking know what
that is. Problem is, though, the MCU's built itself into this corner where the stakes just have to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, it's getting to a point, and again, this is, I don't know how much we'll touch on this in Shang-Chi, but it's getting to a point where we're getting into, like, interdimensional fucking demons and shit. Where do we go from here? Yeah,
exactly.
What's phase, when the Eternals come, and the Eternals are, you know, some of the strongest fucking beings on the planet or whatever, what's next? What do we even do next?
Galactus, obviously. Galactus will come in. I can tell you, like, Eternals will probably end with Galactus coming out and wiping them out. And they'll be like,
Angelina Jolie.
Damn. And then Silver Surfer rocks up naked. Yeah.
Shut up, Jamie.
Jamie.
Bring it up. Can you bring that up for us?
Jamie, can you bring up a picture of naked Silver Surfer? We need to get a camera on Jamie now. I know.
What were we talking about? Galactus, yes, Galactus. Look, I don't disagree, and I think that's the next obvious choice. And you know, Multiverse of Madness with Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch, that'll probably help introduce mutants and whatnot, and then we can go a different sort of way, maybe. But I think the threats are getting so big; it's kind of like, you know, where do we go? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, exactly. Like, Multiverse of Madness is going to take it to another level.
Yeah.
Literally, like another level of dimension.
Whoa.
So I'm excited. There are okay. already some of the names, some like phase five movies, like just earlier today.
Oh, what'd they do? I missed it.
There's like
trying to avoid bloody Spider-Man spoilers.
Yeah, I didn't look too much into it because like I don't want to know what's in phase five just yet.
Yeah.
But that stuff is starting to like kind of creep out into the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you said there were a few things that you saw.
Yeah.
What are these things?
So the main one, and this is like a really big thing, and I don't know why people aren't talking about it on the internet. There's a scene where Tom Holland is kind of like looking at a woman in the car.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end. Yeah. And that's the same suit that...
Space suit.
No. It's the same suit that Tobey Maguire wore. Like an actual... like. Gray suit.
Oh, sure. Like okay.
A jacket.
Oh, okay.
Wore from like Spider-Man 2, I believe.
Okay.
But the thing that is really weird about it, in the unpolished CGI version, that's a fake face.
What?
Yeah. So like in the CGI, like unpolished leaked trailer.
Yeah.
That face is fake. It's like unfinished. Weird. Yeah. Because I was like, who is that?
Okay. Was it Tobey Maguire?
I reckon it was Tobey Maguire.
Come on now.
I reckon it was, but they put Tom Holland's face over.
Tobey Maguire's got to be 60 years old by now.
Easy. Well, you know, they use Marvel special de-aging.
Mm.
But that's one thing that I noticed is that that was a different face. Like it was kind of like one of those almost computer, like graphic type faces.
Okay. Weird.
So yeah.
Maybe Tom Holland can't act.
Maybe.
Maybe they have to computer animate his facial expressions.
Has anyone ever seen Tom Holland in real life?
In real life? Maybe Tom Holland is a CGI creation. Jamie, could you look that up?
Jamie,
check that. Anything else that you want to talk about? Was there anything else that came out?
It's just...
Green Goblin Green things.
Green Goblin, man. Yeah. Like, man.
Pumpkin bombs. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, man. My right pumpkin time spice. Spring. I spilt my pumpkin spice latte all over the place.
Did you now?
That shit has me going next level.
Okay.
Kirsten Dunst has apparently been reported seen on set.
I know that gets you excited.
Fucking hope it does.
Loves a good Kirsten Dunst, this guy.
Mm-hmm. Completely underrated. When I go home, I'm going to watch Bring It On.
Oh, well, that's a good movie.
That's a good movie. That's a very underrated movie. Jamie, what do you think of that?
I think it's be aggressive.
Be aggressive?
Do you feel some isotopes in the atmosphere? Yeah, me too. Brewer, it's cold in here. Okay, not for me.
Stop it, everyone.
I'm fucking melting.
Melting. All right, yeah, bring it on. Get into it. That's what we're talking about. Well, let's move on from Spider-Man No Way Home to The Matrix Resurrections.
Yeah. I love this trailer. I love this trailer.
So good.
I love the first scene where it looks like, man, I'm looking at like a video game.
Yeah.
I was like, I had to watch it a couple of times. I was like, that's
almost like a simulation.
Yeah. What? Zoom in, Jamie. What?
Like hard smash cut in.
Did he do it?
I bet he didn't.
I don't know.
Apologies to everyone just listening to the audio.
But this is what you're missing out.
This is what you're missing out.
Yeah. So I loved it, man. I love how, like, I don't know when this time frame is either, because, like, who knows? Maybe Neo has been in the Matrix for a million years.
Who knows?
And, like, he's just, he's obviously forgotten who he is. Something's happened.
Yeah.
And I just love everything.
Well, it looks like he's been taking a bunch of blue pills.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like,
I'm done.
You know, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I've saved the world, did I? Don't remember. Can't remember what happened at the end.
At the end of the final movie, didn't he just, like, fly off?
That was the end of the first movie.
Was it? Yeah, but do the other two even really count? They're so terrible.
No, the second one's good.
There is that highway scene.
Yeah, highway scene is amazing in the second one. Shot in Sydney. Everyone's favorite.
COVID hotspot.
Apologies. Look, shot in Sydney. Great stuff. The third movie was garbage.
Yeah.
We can all agree with that. So hopefully, I don't know. It kind of looks like they're, I thought for a second when the thing started, it looked like, or it seemed like they were almost rebooting it. Like it was like a reboot. But then as the trailer continues, which again, long trailer, lots of shit in it. Probably way too much shit. Definitely the only trailer I'm watching in relation to this.
I don't think it says anything though.
It doesn't really say a lot, but we do get, you know, a lot of kind of glimpses at what some of the action sequences would be. And obviously he meets up again with Trinity, new Morpheus.
Yeah.
Morpheus 2.0. Oh,
man, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, can't be Lawrence Fishburne, can it?
Why not?
That dude is thick.
I didn't know how else to say it, into the Matrix and choosing to be fat.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Also,
you have that choice.
They can decide how they look when they enter the Matrix.
Yeah. He picked those glasses in the first
essentially,
movie.
They are just avatars.
Yeah.
Like, why are they being something ridiculous when they go into the Matrix?
Maybe like they haven't bought all the add-ons.
Yeah, like maybe. It's like DLC.
Yeah, all the in-game purchases and stuff. So they've only got the certain amount. EA Sports. It's in the Matrix. Who knows?
Yeah.
Looks great. New Morpheus, young Morpheus.
Mm.
Some might say hot Morpheus.
Ah, man, I'll say he's hot. What do you reckon, Jamie? He said he's hot.
Yeah, if you didn't hear that, he said he's super hot. He's super hot. Yahya Abdul-Mateen II, or Black Manta, as we will call him from Aquaman. Or Dr. Manhattan from bloody Watchmen.
I haven't watched it yet. It's on my watch list.
Mm-hmm. Get into it. So.
Too busy watching The Walking Dead at the moment.
Why?
It's back, baby.
Walking Dead is back. Why are you doing that? To yourself.
Because the final season's on, and the final season is made up of actually three seasons,
I believe.
And it's like, I believe it's like 30 episodes. No, I think it might be even longer. I think it's like
It can't 50 be 30 episodes.
No, I think it is.
It can't be. Look, I'll look it up now.
Yeah, have a quick Google.
Look. What is it, season 10 now or something?
Yeah.
Man, that is absolutely insane that it lasted this long and people like you are still watching it.
It's so good.
I just don't understand it.
It's really good. Got good again, man. So if you're not watching The Walking Dead, get on there and let me know what you think of it.
Okay, look, this says 11 seasons and, oh God, I'm still scrolling, 1124.
Okay.
So 24, like a regular syndicated sitcom back in the day.
And yeah.
Probably just as unfunny.
Mm. It has a laugh track now.
It does. Anything exciting happening on The Walking Dead?
For me, it's very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still keeping in line with the comic books?
Yeah, you know what? It is and it isn't. It lands from it.
Sure.
It's gone way past that point of ever following the comics.
Yep.
Because the problem was the TV show was probably just catching up with the comics too quickly.
Sure.
So they kind of had to divert off their
own. Oh, a little bit of a Game of Thrones thing happening.
Except they probably did it like 20 years before Game of Thrones.
And Game of Thrones.
And look what happened there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, anyway, that's got nothing to do with The Matrix. That comes out in December, as does Spider-Man Far From Home. Didn't really talk a lot about it. It looks great. I read somewhere online that some people were saying that the CGI looks shoddy. I'm like, where?
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 I think people aren't quite understanding some of those scenes are meant to look simulated.
Yeah, probably.
People are exactly dumb. That. People are so dumb. People are man.
People, not you dumb. Guys. No, oh.
That person. That person. That, you? You're dumb.
Dumbo. All right, shall we get into Shang-Chi? Do you want to talk about The Matrix for a little bit longer? Anything else you want to say about
No,
that?
I think...
just one of the Wachowskis back.
Oh.
This time. Not both siblings.
Really?
Yeah, just Lana. So I don't know if that'll make a difference. Probably make it easier.
Yeah.
Just get what you don't want.
Well, I guess the symbolism is gone now, so they can do a different story.
Exactly.
So,
and for the people wondering why Neo has John Wick hair, it's because Keanu Reeves had to shoot both of those movies back to back.
Did he?
And I believe he shot The Matrix first. Oh. So he had to keep his John Wick hair and beard.
Wouldn't it be easier just to put a fucking wig on him?
Well, John Wick doesn't have haircuts.
Too busy killing dudes.
Too busy killing dudes. You can't, like, what are you going to do?
You're going to trust the barber?
Take a time out to go to Just Cuts? Time out of your busy day murdering?
Well, apparently you can just walk into Just Cuts. Wait less than 30 minutes.
He doesn't have that time, is my point.
You can make time. If it was important, he'd make time.
All right, well, let's move on then. Let's move on to some Shang-Chi. And as I said, this will be no spoilers, you guys. No spoilers.
Little bit of spoiler.
Look, there are going to be some mild spoilers, but nothing that isn't already heavily circulating on the internet in well-reputable news sites and stuff like that at the moment. And I'll just get this one off the bat. There's a certain character that returns to... you know, this movie.
Groundbreaking.
And it is all over the internet. They are actually...
There's posters with this character on it.
There's posters with this character on it. Marvel have released his introduction scene.
Oh, have they?
As a
sneak peek. Spot?
Yeah, as a TV spot sort of thing. Right. So, you know, that's not really a thing. And then, you know, kind of the battle at the end, it's not really something you can spoil, really, is it? It's a Marvel movie.
One thing fights another thing.
One thing, the fight's another thing. But as I said, 25th entry into the MCU, starring Simu Liu. Hope I spelled that right.
Look, if you were spelling something then, I don't know what you're spelling.
Look, I spelt it right. I just don't know if I said it right. As Shang-Chi, and then we've got Awkwafina, Tony Leung, Michelle Yeoh, and a whole bunch of other people in this movie that has made $116 million worldwide so far.
It's not bad.
Not bad for COVID times.
I'll take it.
We have people in this very country, which is why we're doing a no spoiler review, where they cannot physically go to a cinema.
Yeah.
And it's not on streaming yet. You know, nobody wants to sit there and watch a shaky cam version of this movie, except maybe you. Because you seem to be that guy. So that's why we're doing a non-spoiler sort of review. So it's not going to be a super long review or anything like that, but...
Let me kick off this review by saying that this was, I think, the first movie I've seen in a cinema in 2 years.
Holy.
But I can't remember the movie I saw before this. I think it was Joker.
Damn. I saw The Suicide Squad and I saw Fast 9.
Yeah.
See, I would have gone anywhere to see those movies though.
Joker was the last in cinema movie I saw.
Wow, that's crazy. How'd you feel being back in the cinema?
I had some dickheads behind me.
So did I.
And you know what?
Streaming's going to win, baby.
Man, streaming's going to win. But I actually got up and I said, look, mate, I haven't been to the cinema in 2 fucking years. So you either shut the fuck up or you get out of here. And then it turns out I knew who the guy was.
Oh, did you? It was my dad.
Yeah. I did apologize to him afterwards. He was with his girlfriend.
Right.
So
what was he doing? Just being noisy.
He was look, he wasn't being very favorable because, as you can tell, the tones in this movie are quite. He was being a little bit racist.
Oh damn!
Yeah, you know, just doing some accents and.
Oh come stuff. On now!
Yeah,
it is 2021.
And doing karate noises for all, like, just being a dick, and I was just
wow,
yeah.
That's definitely worth it.
And this guy,
shut the fuck up.
This guy's 25 years old.
Oh man,
I was like, you know better.
You are well and truly old enough to know better, guy. If you're listening to this, fucking, what is your problem? Honestly, get your shit together. Well, at least you told him.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Honestly,
this is what happens when you become a dad.
Yeah.
All fucks go out the window.
I will fight a person for my free time.
Yeah.
If I have to.
If I haven't been to the movies in 2 years,
yep.
And you're being a racist motherfucker,
I got no babies.
Yeah.
There's no babies around me. We are fighting. Look, very quick synopsis of what this movie is about for the people that haven't seen it.
Okay.
I'm sure you all know already. But basically, Shang-Chi, master of the martial arts, is forced to confront his past after being drawn into the Ten Rings organization for many a reason that we will discuss because it's not that much of a spoiler.
Yeah. First things first, I'm really confused about the Ten Rings.
Okay.
Like, how do they stand? Like, are they... They kind of come across as this terrorist organization, but then not?
They definitely are.
Yeah, but then they just kind of, well, we're not anymore.
You can do that.
Yeah, can you do it? Like, I feel like that sticks with you.
I don't know if I should make this joke.
Just remember what month we're in too, okay, Troy?
Then I shall pass.
Yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, look, you most certainly can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Okay, especially when you the Ten Rings.
I guess
you can
so.
Do anything. They've been around for thousands of years.
Pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool. What did you think, just, I guess, overall, what did you think about Shang-Chi?
Mate, this was one of the best Marvel movies I've ever seen.
Damn.
I loved it.
Wow. And honestly did not think you were going to say that.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the villain was actually good.
It was good. It was probably the best part of the movie.
Exactly. The villain was the best part of the movie. And the villain, like, you connected with the villain.
Yeah.
I actually cared more about the villain than I did Shang-Chi.
Yeah. Yeah, to an extent, for sure.
Not 100% I did.
Okay.
Hey. I was like, man.
I'm not trying to tell you how to...
This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. And, like, I really hope, like, this coming... Going forward from this, you know, Marvel learn this is how you do villains. Because the last really good villain like this was Killmonger.
Yeah. Some would say Thanos.
Mm.
Thanos was right. Hashtag Thanos was right.
You're right, genocide.
But you're right. Like, you're right. The last one that you kind of, you know, could feel for is Killmonger. It doesn't take away from the fact that this guy has led the Ten Rings organization for centuries to all sorts of probable atrocities and war crimes and genocides
and
more and whatnot. But hey, he loved his woman. He loved his woman.
And that is he loved important. His family.
And he
too.
Loved his family. He does love his family. So, look, it is. He is. He's a very complex villain. But he has, you know, it's one of those things where you can sort of side with him for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do to kind of, like, for your one true love? Like, the thing that means the most to you in the world. Like, what lengths would you go to for that?
Because he's not doing anything out of, like, ill reasons.
Yeah.
It's just maybe this is what everyone in his circumstance would do. So, I was very, very impressed with the villain. And just the way the whole story built throughout this movie, I thought it was really quite fantastic.
Yep.
And it really it ends well too.
Do you mean the final battle was everything. Good, or do you mean after?
Everything. Yep. I think the final battle was outstanding. I loved it. There were so many tongue-in-cheek references that you can do within this culture.
Sure.
And they kind of lent into that a little bit.
Yep.
Because it is what it is. And the way that it kind of leads on to these next movies, I think is it's intriguing because who's coming? What's coming?
I don't know. What's coming next? Who knows? Cool. Okay. Honestly didn't think you'd be that high on it.
Yeah, I was shocked. Maybe I'm just riding that like ecstasy high of
being at the cinema for the
yelling
first time.
At someone.
Yeah. Yelling at someone. Your adrenaline's still pumping. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna smash this fucking table now. Yes, I also had a good time.
Great.
So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this movie is shit or anything like that, because I'm absolutely not.
It sounds a little
bit. No. Hey.
Jamie, is he saying it's a little bit shit? Yeah. He said,
No, you guys are wrong about me. hey, I gave this movie 4 stars on Letterboxd.
What, out of 10?
Out of 5.
Okay. I thought that platform was like a 10.
No, it's out of 5. It's out of 5. Which ruins my score a little bit for later. if you could figure out the math of
I always love you coming up with your
oh man.
your ratings for movies, because you're like, I give it 4 out of 5, but I really mean 85.
You know, what I actually mean is like, you know, it's probably 10. Closer to it, like if I could, you know. But look, here's the thing. I have been going through Letterboxd. I've said this before on the show, like I'm trying to watch 200 movies this year. It's not a massive feat, but like, you know, it is what it is. I'm
mate, up to that's like 1,000% more than me.
Yeah, sure.
I've seen fucking
Shang-Chi.
Oh no, I've seen 3.
Okay.
Shang-Chi,
Suicide Squad,
and Black Widow.
Okay. That's a start.
I'm doing pretty good.
So I will watch my 150th movie tonight, the night of this recording. And I've been going back and looking through some of my ratings, and I don't have a system. It just there is nothing. I've rated some movies like I can't even like the things that I have given like 3 stars to. I've given 2 stars to a movie that I fucking hated, and the 3-star movie I thought was okay. So I don't understand how any of it works.
I'm
gotta start giving out more 1 stars.
Yeah, I think you probably
and less fine. 4 stars.
Yeah,
less 4.
You
and
need
a
to
halves.
Be you need to be a little bit more ruthless.
Yeah.
And I know this will keep you up at night. These ratings.
Oh, absolutely it will. I had a really good time with it. Look, I thought it was good. I think there's like it's probably a little bit long. Similar with most of the movies that seem to be coming out. They always seem to be just mate, that little bit too long.
What happened to the 100 minute long movie?
I don't know.
Like they're all 130.
Yeah, these are all, they're all getting up to 130. And the only one that so far hasn't been a problem has been Suicide Squad. So shut up, everyone. The new one.
I thought it was a little long.
Look, so did I, to be honest, but just a bit. And this movie as well, look, probably 15 minutes. Maybe it probably didn't need to be 2 hours and 15 minutes. You probably could have just had it as like an hour and 50, an hour and 55, maybe 2 hours neat. There's no need to go over that. But I guess when you're putting hundreds of millions of dollars into these movies, you kind of have to, you know, release the content. Don't you?
No, not really, because like each scene would have a dollar value to it. Like every second
of that
movie.
But they have spent that money now. So they've spent the money, so they may as well get the product out there.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really good. I thought the fight sequences are some of the best we've seen in this thing, in the MCU so far. I think I liked predominantly all the characters. There's not a character that I can say that I disliked. I agree with you. I think the Mandarin... Wenwu, I think his name was, is probably one of the better villains that we've had as far as how you can side with him and stuff like that. I thought it was a little bit long, sort of through the middle, and a little bit probably maybe a little bit exposition heavy, but not to the point that, you know, I like cared. You know what I mean?
It's
not getting to the point
where it didn't take you out of that.
No, absolutely not. Like not at all. I still felt like, you know, the 2 hours and 15 minutes or whatever it was kind of went by quite quickly. I think it's a great introduction for the character. I think it serves well. We still know absolutely nothing about the Ten Rings, so there's so much that can happen from there going forward. I thought Awkwafina was great.
Yeah. I loved it.
And, yeah, that was so much to like. Was there anything, though, that really sort of, you know, you kind of didn't like?
There was a few things, but I can't really go into them too much because they're
spoilery.
Spoilers. But, like, just classic movie tropes.
But, yeah, it's always going to happen, though, isn't it?
You know, like someone who's not great at something ends up being the best.
Immediately. Two days. Going from being shit to the best in the world.
Yeah, and like at pivotal moments.
Yeah, like when it counts.
Unbelievable pivotal moments.
But, and you know, some might say that they were always destined to do that.
Almost like it was scripted for.
Almost like it was scripted.
Yeah.
like the script called for it to happen that way at that time.
But like, I wouldn't have minded that, but you could just tell from the get-go.
It was going to happen.
And I was like, absolutely. Something here.
Yeah,
that is too much on the nose right now.
Look, I will say one of the criticisms, and like this movie is rated quite well. Like it's 8 out of 10 on IMDb. I think it's 92% or something on Rotten Tomatoes. Has a really high audience score approval. I think it's like 98% or something.
Oh wow!
I haven't looked for a while, but it's right up there as far as, you know, having that critical acclaim behind it. A lot of people seem really high on the movie, and that's great because I am as well. It's copped a little bit of criticism by some people online, I guess, if you wanted that, it leans too heavily into the fantasy elements towards the third act of the movie. And I don't know how you feel about that. Like, is that a true statement or is that fucking absolute nonsense?
I fucking love that part.
Yeah.
Man, I saw that. And
Why the fuck wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. You just see that, man. You're just like...
Also, you have seen some of the shit in 24 other movies that has fucking happened, but this is too much.
Yeah.
Oh, like a fucking fox has 9 tails. Well, guess what?
I thought Pokemon.
Everyone thought,
man,
Pokemon.
That's a 9 tails right there. Catch that motherfucker.
But I think that's what people are kind of saying. Like it sort of, you know, it's too much of a, is it a martial arts movie? Is it a bloody Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, sort of romancy type of thing.
Well, it's all of it.
It's all of it.
It's amazing.
You goddamn idiots.
And you know what? But like those.
Also, those things exist in Chinese mythology.
Exactly.
So shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. That's like borderline racist. They hate that.
That's your friend probably said it.
Yeah. I should have looked back at that point in the movie and be like,
don't you fucking say it, guy. how do you think it compares or fares to some of the other MCU origin stories?
It really has this unfair advantage because it like builds upon a world that's already
pretty
so established.
Yeah.
And I think that it might be one of the better origin movies, like right up there with
Iron Man. Okay.
Like, to be honest, like it's so self-contained. It doesn't rely on like really anything else.
Yeah.
He's his own hero.
A lot of great callbacks to some of the other movies as well.
Yeah.
Heaps of callbacks to, you know, to Iron Man 3 and obviously all that sort of stuff. But heaps of callbacks to other movies within the MCU. They say that this happens, I think they said that this happens around the same time as Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically if you want to try to figure out where it fits.
Yeah, that's cool.
It fits around. It's kind of happening the same time that Peter's in Europe. After the blip has come back and everyone's kind of sort of half established themselves again and you know, all that.
Like this could have even happened. The great thing about this movie, you could like almost slot it in anywhere.
Yeah.
And like at any point in the MCU timeline and it just worked.
Yeah. I guess then looking forward to the future of the MCU, how does this affect the MCU going forward?
Well, it's obviously building up to this other worlds,
sure,
type of thing,
because they never actually explain where the Ten Rings have come from. They kind of say that when we found them in a crater.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a crater.
I think it was just a crate.
It was a crate within a crater.
It was a crate in a crater.
Yeah.
And he found it in there, and he's like, "Fucking Ten Rings,
sweet. Man! I'll take that.
I'll take that." How'd you think about it actually not being rings?
I loved it.
I think that was way better.
I loved it. I meant my my history is like terrible, but I believe it could be Mongolian, like Mongolian fighting rings or something like that.
They use it in Kung Fu. They're like, they're basically iron rings that are used for like strengthening the forearms.
Yeah, right. I thought it was cool. Like, it just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
I was like, I like that.
Smart.
Very That's smart. That's
what it is. Because yeah. You already had rings.
Yeah, like you don't want another, like, what do you call it? Like Infinity Glove type of thing.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You know? So to have it as something different and then to be able to utilize it the way, because I think the 10 rings were initially, like they were kind of rings that sort of contained
different
the power of individual sort of like heroes or whatever.
But these like all work in tandem.
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't work. Well,
they do.
They do work on their own, but
they seem pretty bloody powerful.
They seem incredibly powerful.
And we're probably leaning towards maybe alien technology. Is
maybe.
That where we're going?
Yeah.
Or then, interdimensional technology?
It's kind of like a technology that you want to fuck with, but you wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a ninja blender.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to put in there?
Also, probably shouldn't be wearing those rings like that as a white guy. It's cultural appropriation.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, look, I thought it was great. Give me a score.
I'm going to give that an 8.5 out of 10.
Damn. It's more than me.
Well, I liked it more than you, then.
Okay. I give it an 8. Solid well, 8. Solid 8 out of 10.
Very good.
What do I give Black Widow? Because it's definitely more than that.
Black Widow.
This is where I fall to
pieces.
Yeah,
see, I think I gave like Black Widow a 5.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I gave it a 7, 7.5 maybe.
No, I don't think so. Maybe. But I thought it was lower, way lower than what this is.
Well, if you've been playing at home and you know what my score was for Black Widow, it's more than that because it was better by a long shot. Mm. So I had a really good time with it. And yeah, look, there's a lot of great stuff. I know we're being very vague and it's kind of probably super annoying because, you know, sometimes, you know, we do like to dive into these things
or a little bit better. Or super appreciated.
But it's also super appreciated because we're trying to do it for you guys that haven't actually had the chance. And I know there's a lot of you that haven't had the chance to go and see it. So that is why we're here. This is why we're doing this thing.
To tell you that we've seen it.
To tell you that we have seen it.
And it's pretty
good. We don't have restrictions.
Yeah.
anything else you want to say about Shang-Chi?
No, I think it's really exciting for the next couple of movies coming out. Really sets a good tone for what we might be expecting in the future of the MCU. And, man, I'm keen. Like, I want to see more Shang-Chi. And I want to see, like, how he, you know, does he become a member of the Avengers? Like, how does this...
Oh, it's building.
Yeah, man.
It's like, coming.
How do these...
There's post-credit scenes.
Oh, man, exactly. Oh,
by the way, mid-credit scene, end credit scene.
And you want to stick around for both.
You do want to stick around for both.
Because they're both pretty cool.
They are both pretty cool. Didn't get to see him at the time, but I have since caught up.
Wow.
Yeah. And to run out to an appointment that
You're going to poo.
No. The movie finished at like 10 to 4... Like the credits started rolling at 10 to 4 and I had to be about a 15-minute drive away at 4. So I had to bail.
Yeah.
So I did not get to see them in real time.
Wow.
But I have since figured that out.
There you go.
So they are worth watching. They are definitely worth sticking around for. But that might do it then for today, I think. Comic Confidential will be back with a brand new episode featuring Rachel and Amy next week. What are they talking about? You tell me, pal. And we'll both know. It's going to be something bloody... It's going to be something thirsty, probably. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, in the meantime, if you like what you've heard, you can do one of these things. You can hit the subscribe button. You can leave a review. you can just tell a friend about us.
Tell two friends.
You tell two friends.
Tell three. Tell four.
Shit.
Man, if you have four friends, you're lying. No one has four friends.
You do not have four friends. All of my friends are in this room right now. Kate and bloody Jamie. You can join the Facebook listening community, which is where we have live streamed this show. If it was a mess, I apologize in advance. But that's you can do that by searching the Comic Confidential listener community in Facebook. And if you want to get in contact with us or just join in on the conversation, the links to all our socials and everything will be in the show notes. And finally, Comic Confidential is part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown, Movie and TV Reviews Podcast with Paul and Wayne, and Believe.
With me.
With Cade, who is
the shaved Yowie, as I've been. I'm gonna fully own that.
You should.
Yeah.
You're like, because trying to get you to stop moving and record. And
sit down and record.
Sit down and record is kind of like
capturing a Yowie on film.
Yowie.
Yeah.
Or Sasquatch or whatever. It's the same deal. So yeah. Basically the same thing. But anyway, you can head to ccradio.com.au to check those out, or just search CC Radio wherever you get your podcasts. And that is it. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Cade. And that's Jamie. Do you want to quickly pop into the scene?
Here he is, everyone. The face behind. I don't actually know what he did.
He's pressing all the buttons.
He certainly didn't bring anything up that I asked for. So this is probably his first and last.
We'll get more cameras and a big TV next time. We can get a projector.
We should get
a projector.
We should do that. Anyway, this has been Comic Confidential. Thank you all and good night.
Oh, pull it up, Jamie.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.